Rochester.
Video app today.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Do you remember what it sounded like when I arrived here? Because I remember it very well. It was the sound of your ligaments and your joints popping as you collapsed to the ground. It was the sound of your screams of agony and pain and your pleads for mercy.
Hey, this is Tony, Mr. USA Atlas, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show on 1280 WHTK. Listen in, Daddy.
Pain. The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for April 22nd. That's right, it's March for Science Day. Science!
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 Because of all those science geeks out there, I had to park a mile away.
Stop, you're blinding me.
Yeah, it's for, I think it's for Earth Day, and I'm wondering, you know what, carpool, that's the first step, right?
Yeah, I know.
All take right. The bus. That's running.
There you go.
If you're not from Rochester, you don't know. There's this huge march going on downtown right now. Power to them. We got beautiful signs and power to them. But let me welcome you to the Pain Clinic.
It smells of patchouli and desperation
yeah,
down there.
Yeah, it's in teen spirit, too. All right. Today's holidays, really. Today's Earth Day, of course. And that's why it's going on. It's, of course, in the USA. Girl Scout Leader Day and National Jelly Bean Day. And I guess that's if you survived from last weekend, because last weekend was Easter. And you still got jelly beans. That was probably, if anything, you probably got jelly beans left because nobody likes jelly. You know, if you have to, you know, rank the candy based on what's in the basket, I got to think jelly beans is the bottom of the
unless
list.
Unless they're the gourmet ones.
The gourmet ones?
The Jelly Bellies.
Now, what about the Starburst jelly beans? I like those a lot.
Those rank pretty high on the power rankings for our family.
Yeah. Okay, now, Brian, what about your kids? I mean, obviously they got candy for Easter.
No jelly beans.
Right? No jelly beans? Wow. Oh man, I am disappointed. You know, I mean, this is my favorite part is because you can like, you know, bring them to work and share them with all your friends and they're gone, you know?
Pretty much.
That's how mine disappeared. Okay. Real quick today, birthdays today. And yes, by the way, today is National Jelly Bean Day, 1 week after Easter or 6 days after Easter. Birthdays today, former WWE ECW champion and Intercontinental champion Ezekiel Jackson's 39. You might remember that guy. Remember Zeke? He was like the last ECW champion as they shut the brand down.
Ironically enough, I was thinking about him today with his program with Kozlov.
Oh, yeah.
When they were like B.A. Baracus or, no, who is it? His character in, Mr. T's character in...
Yeah, you're right.
And
the A-Team. Yeah.
And not the A-Team, no. The Rocky movies. They compared him to Drago.
Clubber Lang.
And Clubber Lang. Clubber That's Lang, what it was, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Very cool. Hey, take me back to that. So, you know, interesting thing is tomorrow there's a bunch of really cool birthdays. John Cena, Tony Atlas, and Terry Gordy. But, you know, that's tomorrow. So I don't usually tell you other birthdays. But, you know, John Felix Cena is, I think he's got another name in there someplace.
He's going to be 43, 42.
I have no idea how old he's going to be. But, you know.
His brother could call in.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, yeah, Steve, if you're around, give us a call. Let us know. That's tomorrow, though. But I'll let you know, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire. Culver, join us May 13th for UFC 211 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore's Saloon. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Drink specials all night long. That's right, May 13th. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 211.
One. Cannot wait. That's going to be a lot of fun. And I won't be going to that one, so I'll be here in town. So you can come and, like, give me garbage, you know, or, you know, throw
buy
stuff
beer.
At me. Buy me my favorite adult beverage.
There you go.
You know, we'll have a good time. I promise. One last thing. You're interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your LA Rock City roller derby needs you. I'm pointing at you like Uncle Sam by saying that. I need you. Okay, there. Rock City. See, I put these things in commas, and then I leave it for someone else to read, and they always bring it up, so I might as well do it, too. Rock, contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. In fact, that's what I'm doing all weekend is after I get out of here, I'm going to Rome, New York, to announce 2 days of roller derby games at a tournament called Siege of Central New York.
Oof.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. And then next weekend, I'm not even going to be here because I'm going to be in Kalamazoo, Michigan for this thing called the K-Town Shakedown.
Look at you.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm going to retire. No. And then if they find me alive after that, everything will be cool. But let me introduce the cast and crew. I am the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I am joined today by Brian, double B, Burke, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
And Jay-Z, if you didn't hear his voice already, he's joining us again. Thank you so much, Jay-Z.
Yo, yo, yo. Jinder Mahal.
Don't even talk about that. The phone number is 222-1280, star 1280. And, you know, we're going to jump into that in just a second. I want to let you know that that Danger Boy and Dan Cole have been missing for 2 weeks, lost in Niagara Falls. In the
hot tub of love.
Hot tub of love. You know, or it might be the hot tub time machine. I'm not sure.
Oh, well... You know what? Have you heard of the Motley Cole, whatever that band is? Motley Cole. Yeah, you know. Sorry. That's a deep joke that only people who've seen the movie.
You hadn't seen the movie. And, yes, he stole all the songs and changed history.
Home Sweet Home.
Yeah, that's right. That's hilarious. That's a very funny movie at certain points. Yeah. Nevertheless, they're in the hot tub time machine and going through time. And I'm sure they'll be back next week because I won't be here. So either that or we just won't have a show. Who knows? We'll see. No. I know that everyone will be back, and I'll be on my way. I'll be in Michigan freezing because I'm sure it's still snowing there. Maybe.
Pretty much. What part of the hand of Michigan?
It is the West Coast, Kalamazoo.
Ooh.
Kalamazoo. Kalamazoo. I can spell it because there's a song that spells it. But nevertheless, so welcome to the show. We're here to talk about the world of pro wrestling, not about my life, your life, or anybody else's life, unless you want to call us up at 222-1280 or star 1280 and tell us that. Or you can text us if you're shy. I know there's shy people out there, and there's a lot of people who do usually text really funny jokes and stuff, and so I'm hoping we get some text today because I like repeating them on the air.
I usually text because my house is too loud, and there's people screaming.
Your house makes noise?
No, the kids in the house.
I know. You're here by yourself today.
I know. Are they in the trunk? The big one's watching the little one.
I was going to say, did you send them out to the March for Science outside?
Yeah, they're out there somewhere.
All right. Well, let's start off talking about them. We teased it a minute ago. Jinder Mahal gets the number one seed for... and he's going to take on Randy Orton eventually for the title. And Double B and I were talking about it before the show started, and it's like slowly but surely over the last couple of weeks they've taken away what's it called again, the match that he's having with Bray Wyatt.
Oh yeah, the House of Horrors match.
The House of Horrors match.
It appears it's no longer a championship rematch.
Yeah, it's no longer a championship rematch. It's not like Jericho and Kevin Owens, where whoever wins shows up on SmackDown the next.
Yeah,
week.
Because Wyatt's on Raw now, and Orton. It's more of a grudge match. That's like a, I guess, an Extreme Rules match or a hardcore match.
We have no idea exactly what, but I mean, they showed people on being stretched on the board, you know, in some of the videos they were showing.
What are they going to project on the mat this time?
Randy Orton coming down in a giant sperm, I guess.
Better not. Yes.
He even said in an interview how much he hated that.
I love that. That was sort of hilarious. Nothing like taking shots at the people who are doing your introductions, you know?
Yeah, well, you know.
That's Randy, though. He's a loose cannon. You got to be careful when you put a question and answer in front of him.
He's been hitting the head a lot.
Well, I guess they just want Randy to get another concussion by putting him in with Jinder Mahal.
Who knows?
But hit him with the seek and destroy elbow.
I'm guessing if they worried about pay-per-view buys, that one would just be thrown out the door. It's like, and listen, I'm not taking anything away from Jinder Mahal, man. Power to you, dude. You look great. Obviously, you're getting pushed based on how much better you look than the last time.
He's dieting hard.
Yes. He's in the gym all the time. He looks fantastic. And that's what Vince McMahon likes when you come in looking like an Adonis.
The vascularity.
He's gonna puke.
Talking about that match, though, our guy there, he had the crowd behind him.
Yeah, I don't get it. There is a list of people, not even in that match, that deserve
better than
a title shot better than Jinder Mahal.
It just kills me too that AJ Styles is not one of the six that could possibly go for the title.
They're pushing him for the U.S. versus the. What are they trying to make the U.S. Prop it up again, like when Cena had the U.S. title?
I think so.
I'm not really sure, but it's disappointing that AJ was for one full year in the main, always in the main event for the title on SmackDown, the original WWE Championship, which he brought over when they had the brand split.
Right.
Now it's like he's got to think, well, I got to make this title look more important than the one that, everyone cares about.
It's the opposite. They're doing it the opposite of the way they should be doing it. The WWE title should be the one that he's going for, and the U.S. title should be the one they had the six-man match with a lot of undercard guys going for.
Mojo.
Mojo and...
Sami Zayn was
Rowan,
in there.
Now listen, Sami Zayn is fantastic.
Yeah, Sami Zayn's great, but they've done nothing with him that's made him any kind of. And I am a huge Sami Zayn fan. I'm wearing his hat right now.
You are wearing
and
his hat.
I can say this: they have not done anything right with him since he's been on the main roster.
They gave him a win over Kevin Owens before he left Raw. Of course, they also brought them over at the same time. But I mean, that was like they were kind of working on that whole rivalry for quite a long time.
They did the whole angle and they had the final match, and then since then they've had four more matches.
But they weren't going to recapture El Generico versus Kevin Steen.
Well because El Generico and Sami Zayn are different people. And you're not going to get the same. Yeah, because El Generico is working with like Mexican orphans or something, I heard.
Something like that, yeah.
Kayfabe, brother.
But nevertheless, they wrestled the same matches, and they actually had probably one of the feuds of the year with Ring of Honor as Sami Zayn was leaving, as well as Kevin Owens was leaving the company. They both put, and they both would do tributes to each other during their other matches, too.
Well, there was a ladder match where like half the mask got torn off and blood was everywhere. It was awesome.
Yeah.
They can't do that in WWE. No. I don't know why. I don't know if they don't believe in Sammy as, like, they're trying to, like, instead of organically doing the Daniel Bryan thing, where Daniel Bryan people got behind, like, without being pushed.
Yeah, that happened without their knowledge.
They're trying to mechanically reproduce that with Sammy, and it's not working. Sammy's a pure white meat baby face. He should go out there, and he's got the crowd behind him already. They're already shouting Olé. They're already singing along with the theme song.
Yeah, they love his music.
Who
doesn't love that song,
And he will make everybody look good. Anybody out there look good.
Yes.
So I don't know why they're.
I was telling Brian when he was in Ring of Honor, I think at one time was the head trainer for Ring of Honor.
It makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, so that's a lot of guys that went through him that are now, and all these other companies, doing fantastic. And but he also was enhancement talent too. The whole time I ever saw him in Ring of Honor, he was just putting over the guy he was taking on.
Right.
And that's something, you need that in the WWE, but I mean, this guy has earned more than that.
You know who an enhancement talent is? He's got a shot at the title. Jinder Mahal.
Thank you for saying it.
He's an enhancement talent.
He's only been back a short time. And it just kills me that they do it over. Maybe they're waiting on Luke Harper to build some steam up with this fan stuff going on. They want to get him louder and louder. I'm hoping, because it's like I don't know how else they can like turn their back to the crowd being behind them.
I could tell you to be pretty loud on June 6th SmackDown Live. I guarantee that.
Hometown boy.
That's right. The saddest thing about it is, as much as we have the great lineup there, we don't get Mauro Ranallo, though.
No.
And so,
Mauro, I think they're working on a settlement now. Mauro's going to be gone.
He's gone, definitely.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but they're never going to change the corporate, corporate culture of WWE.
Bullying, yes.
But yes, they're never going to change that until Vince is dead.
Until someone sues them for a large chunk of money.
Even then, that might even change.
And if
it affects the opinion of the stockholders, it could change.
Right. Somebody texted me last week at 222-1280. You can text us if you're shy to call in. Someone texted me last week and said, what's the difference between ribbing and bullying? Because there's a fine line there. If Vince McMahon goes, ho, that's a good one. Yeah. Like, for instance, when you hear about Justin Roberts, someone stole his passport.
Which is illegal.
And he couldn't get back into the United States. And Vince McMahon's like, ho, that's a good one. And it's like, no, it's not a good one. If you're going to make someone's life hell for a week until they can get back into the United States.
I think the best way to delineate between a rib and a bully tactic is if both people can laugh about it the next day. like you look at guys like Kurt Hennig, who apparently was a king of the rib in the 80s. He never did anything that was mean-spirited, and both people always laughed after the fact. I don't see Moro or Justin Roberts laughing at the things that JBL has done.
Even when you hear like the Dynamite Kid, he used to shred people's clothes in their bag and put it back in the bag. And so the people would go to get changed out of their wrestling gear and their clothes would be shredded.
They would put locks, combination locks on people's bags.
Yeah.
I think Dynamite Kid always pushed it though. And there's a great story about the Rougeaus. I can't remember which one. I think it might have been Jacques.
That's when we turned around and punched him
with a roll of quarters in his hand.
Yeah.
And knocked out two of his teeth.
Yep.
And I don't think that Dynamite Kid bullied the Rougeaus any longer.
I'll tell you one thing. If you want to read a good book, read Dynamite Kid's book. Go back and read that. It's a great read, and it shows you, I mean, he admits that he was messed up on a lot of things, and he was a bully.
Right.
And he was they call it a locker room enforcer.
He owns up to his behavior.
Yes. And
JBL will not own up to his behavior. Even if he got fired for what he's done, he'll never own up to it because the guy has tons of money to lay back on. He lives in Bermuda. He doesn't care. Whatever. If he loses this job, he does it for fun.
And he's got a guy in his ear going, ho, that's a good one.
Exactly.
You know, all the time. So why don't you give us a call, 222-1280, *1280, Texas is that number. We're going to take a break right now. We're getting into the guts of what we're talking about. This is exciting. Let me talk a little bit about this song right here. And who turned down this song as their introduction before Bobby Roode took it?
Ooh.
That's more to come. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Do you know why I dress like this in a suit? Do you know why I dress, walk, talk, and act like this? It's because I respect what a WWE superstar is. I look the part, I act the part, I walk the part, I talk the part, because I am the part.
And Monday night is still the realest night of the week, sweet boys.
And Enzo is looking at you right now with his buck eyes. And those eyes, they can see into the future. And what they see is two bald heads, four black eyes, and only one word to describe you.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting STRIKE to 20-20-20. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text STRIKE to 20-20-20 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting STRIKE to 20-20-20.
So the last time I bought a car, I felt confident that the price I was paying was exactly what others were paying. It was a fair price because I used TrueCar. And listen, TrueCar will do it for you, just like they did it for me. You could see what people in your area, I saw what my neighbors were paying for the same exact car that I wanted. That confidence will give you real pricing on actual inventory, okay? It's pricing you'll see before you even go to the dealership, so it makes your buying process faster. You know, TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. Check out TrueCar. Some features not available in all states.
I don't fit your stereotype for the all-American. Or is it because of my family's wealth? Is it because of my higher education? Or is it the fact that I speak two languages? The fact is, you Americans don't accept diversity, but you will have no choice but to accept Jinder Mahal as your next WWE World champion.
Hey, this is the Doctor of Style, the Slickster, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you, Slick, for bringing us back.
I love that intro.
Yeah. It was really cool meeting him, man. He was an awesome dude a long time ago, but that was... You know what? Jinder Mahal had brought out these two guys with him. They're called, they used to be called the Bollywood Boys down in NXT. And now they're, I can't remember, they're the brothers. Singh Brothers, I think
the
they're
Jadvari,
called. Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Well, they, I mean, did you get a little feel of maybe a little Muhammad Hassan going on there? Maybe?
Maybe, but with completely different ethnicity. And I really hope they don't go like any kind of like super. I think it fits.
But he was,
that.
But Hassan came out all the time and said, you don't like me, I'm an American, but I have, my roots are other, you know.
I almost wonder if the whole gender push is just, was already written for a guy like Rusev, but Rusev got hurt.
Maybe.
And so they threw gender at us because clearly, you know, gender's been dieting really well.
Stuff like that happens, you know, I mean, it really does. I'm seeing, you're seeing it right now in TNA, if you follow TNA, the one guy who left is now, someone else is getting his spot. I'm not being specific, but well, you know who it is, right?
Yeah, I know who it is. But I actually watched Impact for the first time because I upgraded my cable.
Oh my gosh.
I finally saw Pop.
Yeah.
I watched the last half hour of Impact, and Sanjay Dutt must have gotten potatoed.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. His eyes swelled up the size of a golf ball.
It was gross, yeah.
It was really bad. And seeing Low Ki in the ring again.
Did you like Low Ki doing the, what was the character?
The Hitman.
Hitman. He's doing the Hitman. He's got the little red tie and the suit coat.
The black gloves.
He's wrestling in the suit coat.
Yeah, I don't get it. My kids looked at that and said, this is not nearly as good as WWE.
Of course not. of course not. But you know what? There's some great elements of what they're doing. You know, I mean.
Well, the worst part was they took away all the heat from Low Ki winning the title on Impact, the X Division title.
You have JV punching
and for JV punching Josh Matthews, which everybody wants to do anyway, but it just really kind of took away from that title win, which should have meant something, I guess, because it's Impact. It doesn't mean a lot, but, you know, it means something to see a title change.
Oh, yeah.
They go right to the guy getting punched in the face, the announcer. I don't know.
The thing that, you know, I mean, I watched the show this past week, too, and they started off with Karen Jarrett coming out. Saying that GFW and TNA have merged for Impact Wrestling, GFW and Impact Wrestling have merged. So, but obviously, all the guys who were wrestling for GFW were wrestling for TNA most of the time, anyways. Like Sanjay Dutt, like Magnus. Magnus, yeah. Who you know was their champion, and you know, which is not. I don't have a problem with that at all. Those guys were good, man. Magnus is the one who told me how to say Finn Balor incorrectly. So
Finn Balor.
Yeah. He's the one we had on the air, and he's like calling him. That's like
Magnus
he's friends
is one of
with
those
him.
Gems in TNA. That he's really, really good.
Him, I think EC3 is really, really good,
yes.
too. And he kind of pulled a heel move this past week. Took the beer bottle and smashed it into James Storm's head. So we had a lot of things going on in that show for 2 hours. And I mean, I don't care. I love the Pope, man. Pope's one of my favorites. So 222-1280, star 1280. I teased a little story about the music that you heard going into the break, which was The Glorious. That song was actually, believe it or not, offered to Nakamura. And Nakamura turned it down. He said he didn't want that.
He's smart.
Yeah. And then we just played Nakamura's music coming out of the break there. And it's, of course, you listen to Nakamura's music, and then you hear it through the whole match he's wrestling, even if it's not playing. You know, because people are like, you know, they're is it violin, air violining?
I can't wait to see that in June.
When they come
live. That's going to be so much fun to see live.
That's right. Tickets are on sale, folks. If you want to go, June 6th, the SmackDown will be live in Rochester. It doesn't happen. We don't get a live TV show that often. The last one was 3 years ago.
And I think the cheapest tickets are $20.
Yeah, definitely, man. So definitely, you know, and there's still some great seats available. So come on out and you get on TV, you know, make a sign. Who knows, you know? We'll be out there, too.
Maybe become a meme if you cry.
Yeah, if you cry. If the Miz wins and you cry. Or you practice your stunned face.
There you go.
You know? And then because they keep going to those crowd shots all the time in the middle of matches. And if you have that great stunned face look, they're definitely going to put you on TV.
Cheer gender?
Yeah. Oh, no. You'd be the only one there. 222-1280 Star Trophy's number we have on the phone with us. Linnell, man. What's up, brother?
Good morning.
Haven't talked to you in a while, sir.
I know, right? All right, so not to take up too much of your time. Number one, what I was going to say. Oh, so I was at my friend's house the other day, and I saw this. He's got this little caterpillar turned to a butterfly science kit, since it is, you know, March for Science Day.
That's right. It's March Science also, it's also, what the heck is
Earth Day.
Earth Day, yeah.
And Earth Day.
Yes.
And I was staring at this thing, and all I can think about was, what a steaming pile of dumpster juice that Bray Wyatt Orton match was at Mania.
True. It was short. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was horrendous. So I can't wait to see what this trash they have for this House of Horrors match. They don't even know what they're doing with this.
I hope we get to see a Frankenstein monster someplace in it.
I kind of hope it's like the Halloween Havoc match where they put Duo the Butcher in the,
in the electric chair. They had like all the barbed wire on the sides of the cage and stuff. Yeah,
that's a reference for anybody over the age of 35.
They flicked the switch and smoke came out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Abdullah sold it though like a champ.
Yeah, he shook like crazy.
The other thing was, I hate to be that super nerd so early in the morning and be like, well, you know, but it wasn't AJ that brought the WWE title over to SmackDown. It was Dean Ambrose.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. And AJ took it from him right after that. But they were right in the middle of a feud, I think, when that happened. So,
yeah.
You're right. Thank you for correcting me. But he did make SmackDown, though, according to him.
Oh, obviously. Okay. No, I'm not disputing that.
According to him,
no one can. Then the last thing is, so if Trump wants to make America great again, I need WWE to make the Hardy Boys broken again. Come on, Vince, get on with it.
They're working on it. Anyone else hear that?
I think they're willing to pay now. They're going to pay some sort of like settlement or a licensing fee.
Why don't they just flirt with disaster and do it and see what happens? You know, it's a lot of easier.
Yeah, what's it going to do? What? Impact's going to sue them?
Yeah, it's a lot.
They need the money right now.
Well, Anthem will sue
them. Do you remember when Ric Flair was under contract to Impact and they loaned him to WWE to do the Hall of Fame induction, and they got Christian back for a pay-per-view? You know, I remember that was kind of like a deal. They actually dealt with each other before. But you know what? I say it's a lot easier to ask forgiveness than permission, you know?
I think, well, here's the thing. I think they look at the Hardys. As much as we love the broken gimmick, and I think they're leading towards that direction, I think once they lose the titles, they will break. It'll be almost similar to the way they became broken before.
I think that would be great.
Value Jeff as a singles performer more than as a part of a tag team. So I don't see them keeping them together for very long, and that's the perfect way to break Matt, do a feud between Matt and Jeff, and then bring in the Broken Hardys for Mania.
Then have him resurrect Jeff in the lake, you know, and then he'll come out as Brother Nero. Which I believe he called him this past week. I believe that he was referred to as Nero.
Well, it's his real name.
It's his name. I know. They can't take that away from him, you know. Cool, man. And, yeah, it's nice talking to you. We haven't talked in a long time.
Yeah, nice talking to you guys, too. I'll try to make it a SmackDown, but if I can, I'll be there in spirit.
Gotcha.
Talk to you guys later. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Peace out. He obviously listens to the show. I love it. You know this Girl Scout leader.
I love that he was sitting there listening, writing down that Trump joke. He's probably like scratching out things. Oh, great and break. That's perfect. Let's do that.
1280. Star 1280 is the phone number. We've got Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Troy. How are you doing, buddy?
Good. Speaking of Trump, I was watching one of the past WrestleManias from back in the day where Earthquake was facing somebody, and I seen a young Donald Trump getting interviewed.
Yeah. Is that when he said he was going to run for president with Jesse Ventura? No.
It might have been WrestleMania 5, I think, was that.
That's when it was in Trump Taj Mahal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. I was watching an Earthquake match. Huge Earthquake fan.
I bet he was. could build a new hotel every time they knock him down, right?
Yeah. Earthquake was a man. What do you guys think? Do you think 205 Live could finally have some tag team belts there? What's going on with that?
There's rumors that they're going to be putting the problem is 205 Live is struggling right now. They're not getting like huge viewerships, and I don't know why, because they give them enough lead time on both Raw and SmackDown, and plus those guys are all, listen, 205 could just be another WWE show without limits on weights and stuff like that, because they're using these great characters that they are on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown. You got A-Double, you got the champion Neville. A lot of these, they're allowing these guys to suddenly, their characters are coming out a little bit, you know, and that stupid English guy who likes to fly with the umbrella.
You don't like Jack Gallagher?
No, I can't stand him, man.
It's Mary Poppins. I think what's worse for me when it comes to him is not the umbrella, it's those tights that look like fruit stripe gum. He's got to change his tights. It's too much.
He needs to get like a dominatrix in his life, you know, and come out in some leather.
Look, what you do in your personal life is your own business, Rich. But not everybody's into that.
Yeah, okay.
He's got a good gimmick, though. I think he has a good gimmick.
I like that. I like that he does talk his his game well, because he does everything he says. You know, he comes out and he's a great wrestler. He's a sound wrestler. I just don't care for this jumping with the umbrella off the corner. What's that? It's actually going to break your momentum. If anything, it's going to parachute you down. You know,
it gets a pop.
Yeah, I know.
It gets a pop. It's stupid.
Maybe he should come out as a chimney sweep like Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, all dirty and stuff.
Yeah.
The old bamboo, Oh, go ahead.
Oh, boy.
He's showing his age.
He's dancing back there. It's weird. It's really weird.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, now that Alicia Fox segment was kind of awful. That was an awful segment.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, but they're trying to build this heat between Neville and A-Double, so, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the Alicia Fox segment.
With Noam Dar and... I can't think of the other guy's name now. Sorry.
Cedric Alexander.
Yeah,
there you go.
Cedric Alexander.
Thank you, sorry.
Yeah, I just have a question. When's the last time an Alicia Fox segment wasn't a train wreck?
That's a good question. It's funny, as I was watching some old stuff today, you know, she was the reason that that Vicky Guerrero wanted to divorce Edge when they were supposedly married, because Edge kissed Alicia Fox backstage. Mm. So I don't know if you know that or not, but Alicia Fox has been around a long time, okay?
She has been around.
She's been around a long time.
But that segment was terrible. I was like, oh, man, what are they doing with Alicia Fox, that segment? Now, usually she's all right, but, you know, that segment that day was just terrible.
I'll be honest with you. The only thing I ever liked her on was Total Divas, okay? I could care less to see her in the ring. I remember the last time SmackDown was live in Rochester, Alicia Fox had a match in front of us to warm us all up, and we were in the front row, and we were just giving her garbage the whole time.
Oh,
and I
felt, poor Alicia.
I know. Well, that's the show that Sheamus stole my hat. Remember that? And that, because my son was giving Sheamus garbage the whole time, and Sheamus couldn't pick out which guy it was, but he went over and grabbed my hat and gave it to some little kid. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
He didn't put it on his mohawk?
He did put it on his head for a second, then he went and put it on some little kid. So now we're all, whatever I had in my hair is now in his hair, as well as that little kid's. You know how that goes, you know?
That's how it transfers.
You know.
But guys, I got another question for you right quick.
Go ahead.
He kills
me.
Sorry.
You know how Vince McMahon loves big guys, right? Now we have Braun Strowman.
Except
so far.
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels.
Okay. We got Braun Strowman that so far. We got Big Cass. And what's the other guy on SmackDown? I forgot his name. The one around.
Baron Corbin?
Baron Corbin, yeah, Mojo Rawley.
Yeah. Baron Corbin. Now, who's the next big man to you guys?
Well,
that's going to be in the WWE. Who's going to have that swagger like Kevin Nash had?
I'll tell you one thing, Braun Strowman. We haven't seen an inkling of what he's going to be doing. He's going to be pushed to the moon this whole year. So get used to this guy being involved in every main event coming up for the next year or so.
He's been in the two best segments on Raw in probably the last 10 years.
Yeah, like, of course, the collapsing ring, man. Who can't, you know, I mean, that was exciting.
It was awesome.
Did you practice your face for that one, you know, when they went to the crowd? You have to do the old face. You know,
yeah, holding the head.
Yeah, put your hands on your head, too. It's like, if you do that, you know, I mean, you're definitely on TV.
Go.
But, he is, you know what, and I like what they're doing with him. I just know the guy really doesn't have the talent that they're pushing. You know, I mean, he is pushed as a monster who can only do power moves. You know, he's not a really great technical wrestler.
I don't want to see a 20 to 30 minute classic with him. I want every match to be like 5 minutes long.
Well, imagine what's going to be like when Brock Lesnar finally faces him.
It's going to be a slobber knocker, yeah. Rich.
Okay, JR.
I think that's going to be a SummerSlam match right there.
It's definitely being made into something, but he's going to, you know, that, and I mean, right now we're going to get a steady diet when Roman Reigns comes back of Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman on Monday Night Raw. Enough, you know, and I'll tell you, if you hated him before, you might want to, you know, maybe watch just SmackDown from now on, okay? Yeah. I'll just say that, because we've read the rumors of what's happening, and it's not good.
It's the family truckster method of wrestling. You hate it now. Wait till you drive it. You hate it now. Wait till you watch it again.
You watch it every week, you know. So it's, but you know, I don't know if there's any other big guys. I think that Luke Harper's a big guy that probably should get. I wouldn't mind seeing on TV every week, you know. But I, like I was telling us before we went on there, we're all biased, you know. We want this guy to do great, but he is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he looks in better shape than he's been in a long time. If you, I mean, maybe it's just a, it might just be the black tank top.
The black tank top makes him look really slim.
It does. It doesn't make him look as dirty, you know, as he usually is. So.
Well, he pulls his hair back, too.
They're all using black tank tops now. Did you notice that?
I think, you know, started it was Ambrose.
Yeah.
Ambrose was wearing that black tank top for quite a long time.
It matches his wedding ring now.
Yeah, I know. You see that he's got a black wedding ring? That's weird.
I don't know.
I know he does. It is. Does? Yeah, it's kind of odd.
I was just making a joke. I had no idea.
Yeah, no.
You guys don't think Big Cass could be the next big Kevin Nash?
Yeah, I think he could be. Listen, right now they want to focus on them tag team. But remember when Enzo bashed his head in the rope last year and
Cass got
a push for like 5 weeks. He was like beating everybody, so you know that, and it gave everybody the idea that maybe if they split them up, Cass could be like a main eventer.
I would rather Enzo just manage heel Cass.
Mm-hmm. That would be pretty cool too.
Hey. Sort of like a Shawn Michaels and Diesel.
Oh yeah, or you know, I see Enzo more as like a, see, Bobby Heenan was really young when he was a manager, and I can see Enzo, he's got to be, what is he, 30? I can see him for 20 years being that Heenan-level heat seeker for anybody that he walks out with if he does it right. Because that guy can talk.
He's got the mic skills. I could see. Yeah. He'd definitely be, but he's nothing in the ring. So, I mean, it'd definitely be the best change for him.
He does a great Daffy Duck in the ring, though, man.
What's that?
He does a great Daffy Duck in the ring.
Pretty much. That's all he does. All he does is ragdoll from one side of the ring to the other. I mean, I can see him taking manager bumps. It'd be great.
Yeah, a couple of haters.
Couple haters over here.
Yeah,
be nice to see a couple men. I missed that.
He would be a good manager.
Yeah, I think so. I've always thought that. It's like, and you see it happening eventually. But the guy probably wants to wrestle. He's, you know, I mean, you don't get to that point where you want to manage. I mean, usually a full time wrestler becomes a manager, it's because they're hurt, or something. You know, I mean, or they become GM. You know.
So, a GM Enzo.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. We have Kurt Angle right now. And Kurt Angle over here is going to start mixing it up real soon, too. So
I think Kurt is a good general manager. I think that was an excellent move right there. He had me cracking up the first couple of weeks. Yeah. He said, only been here 2 weeks. Jeez.
That's not how you spell it.
You spell soft. That was the best line ever.
Yes.
Yeah. He still got it funny-wise. He still got it. He had me cracking up. I was like, wow.
Well, last week on Raw, it looked like he almost was going to get into it and someone in the ring. I mean, he was in the ring and he was being threatened by Braun Strowman. So, I mean, I could see something happening.
Well, you can see Stephanie coming back and taking over everything and him going back to wrestling?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't care about it. Actually, why do you really need a general manager, you know? I don't know how necessary.
The authority figure has been going on for 20 years now since Montreal.
I know.
The heel authority figure. And it's not going away. Unfortunately, I think it ran its course like 10 years.
Well, you remember when it was just Stephanie, Triple H, they were like the, what did they call them again? The
authority.
The authority. But they weren't really the GM or
anything.
Maybe
they'll go back to the mystery GM.
Yeah, who knows? hey, Troy, man, thanks for calling, brother.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, 222-1280, star 1280. This really brings up some interesting points. Before we go to break, I want to mention something about Dean Ambrose and The Miz on the promo on Monday Night Raw. If you saw that, it comes out later. You know, I mean, basically, The Miz, he's been dressing down everybody, every promo, and this one. But this one was particularly biting to Dean Ambrose because you could see it. I mean, he was reacting a little bit like he was ticked off about it because he sat down there and it was like he was being like put in a corner and yelled at by somebody. Then you hear later that there's some truth behind what was coming out in that promo from the bosses. Dean Ambrose, and yes, we talked about it earlier, Dean Ambrose did bring the belt to SmackDown. Dean Ambrose was the number one pick by SmackDown, and everyone felt that he was lazy and that's why he didn't even make it on the WrestleMania card. You know, he defended his title on the pre-show. And so a lot of people are saying that Dean Ambrose is lazy and they need something to light a fire underneath them. And I mean, obviously splitting him away from his brand new wife who's still on SmackDown and then bringing him and take on the Miz and then dressing him down in the middle of the ring. You know, and I mean, I know the words and a lot of times what you see on TV, there's no legitimacy behind anything, but obviously the writers, for that promo by The Miz. Go back and listen to it if you still have it on your DVR or something. He was really, I mean, it was really condescending and, you know, and basically trying to light a fire underneath him. And what do you think, Bri?
Well, I was going to say there's also the fact that he and Renee Young got married apparently secretly without the WWE's knowledge. We know that doesn't fly very well.
Without the Total Diva cameras on them.
Yeah, well, who knows? We haven't seen, that'll be another season or two away from Total Divas when it happens. So who knows? But I mean, yeah, I don't know if it's any of their business. You know, I mean, he seems like the kind of guy that wants a private life. You don't see him a lot on the Divas show. I mean, even though his girl's on it all the time, she talks about him all the time, but you rarely see him on the show. You know, the one time they had the guests over at their house in Vegas or whatever, he was on, you know, and they were partying and stuff and having a good time in a hot tub and everything. But I don't think he's kind of a private person. And I think, you know, it shouldn't be forced upon you. You know, social media is so prevalent everywhere that if you want to be a private person, you should be allowed to be a private person.
Well, look at, to transfer to another, our favorite, you know, the wife beater t-shirt wearing guy, Luke Harper. If you look at his WWE Twitter, he tweets the same thing every day with the different day.
I like that. Yeah, yeah.
I love it. But it's probably by mandate he has to say something. So he says something on Twitter every day. It's the same thing with the name of the day.
How about when we get closer to the date he'll be in town, we ask him about that?
Yeah.
222-1280, Star 1280 is the phone number right now. We're going to take a break right now because I need a unicorn frap. I really got to try one of these.
Going to go into a diabetic coma.
Can have my unicorn frap, and when I come, I'll be like Enzo bouncing off the walls when we come back. So,
no more dancing.
Give us a call if you want to text us to that number because you're shy. You can text us to that number. I encourage you. Jay-Z, when he's not here, he texts us all the time at it. And he even does it in JR's voice, which I don't know how it works, but it does.
It's magic. It's magic.
All right, 222-1280. Start coming. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You know what happens, strange, straggling strummer, when you interrupt Chris Jericho? You know what happens, weird, wandering wayfarer, when you walk through Chris Jericho's promo? You know what happens, Daffy, drifter, dandy? You just made the list! Everything that I've done is to make WWE Town look like true superstars. You make us look like just wrestlers. Why don't you go ahead and put on a fanny pack and Zumbas and take us back 30 years?
I'm Bill Bergoli with the CBS Entertainment Report.
This was dual engine loss at 2,800 feet, followed by an immediate water landing.
Sully director Clint Eastwood will next adapt the 1517 to Paris, about Americans who thwarted a terrorist train attack in France. Meanwhile, Unforgettable is now in theaters.
This is my life. It's mine!
Rosario Dawson tells what got her interested.
You know, these women could actually have so much more in common, and I really loved that. I love that it wasn't just hitting the tropes of a thriller, but really kind of showing compassion for all these characters and showing the humanity of it and the difficulties of co-parenting and all that kind of stuff. And so I just got super excited about all of that.
Bill Bergoli, CBS News, New York.
Hey there. This is Dr. Vanessa Marie Perry, the host of the Love Right Unplugged podcast on iHeartRadio, where we interview the top relationship experts, coaches, matchmakers, therapists, and couples. The podcast provides advice, tips, and inspiration to singles and couples on how to develop and maintain a healthy relationship. Check us out weekly. Search for Love Right Unplugged on iHeartRadio.
This is Rob Van Dam from ECW, and this is the Pain Clinic. Keep it on 1280, because you're listening to the whole effing show.
What? Welcome back to the show. Thank you, Rob Van Dam.
You do that in honor of this week's holiday.
I will say that, I just Zumba'd in my Zubaz.
He ate at Golden Ponds, I'm sorry.
That's not nice.
Henry Fonda was yelling at him.
Someone's got to tell the Miz it's Zubaz, not Zumba. I Zumba'd in my Zubaz. It's pretty gross. Actually, I would think it's an exercise, so maybe you'd want to do it in a Zubaz.
Maybe.
I don't know.
They're loose and flowy.
Yeah. My Zubaz is our ones that look like the Cincinnati Bengals stripes on them.
You're a big fan of Icky Woods.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Don't forget, we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. That's right, and Salvatore's Saloon on May 13th for UFC 211. It starts at 10 p.m. Get there early. We'll be hosting it, and there'll be drink specials, and hopefully there'll be the Bud Light girls or the Stella Arturos girls like we had that one time. Or there's lots of girls just handing out prizes, so definitely come on and join us May 13th. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 211. I am not the man with a plan today, but we are getting back into we had some weird conversations when we're in a commercial break.
No idea.
222-1280, star 1280. Got a couple of messages on, should I read this one? Let's see. As long as there's no bad words in it. Vince will never team that wrestling, or will never learn that wrestling fans want wrestling to be more like NXT and not like Raw, where instead you cut short promos and then wrestle instead of 30 minutes of talking. Raw is 3 hours, should only be two. Vince will never get it. And SmackDown sucks now with Tom Phelps at the table. I agree with that. He is Michael Cole 2.0, without a doubt. And only in the WWE can you hurt Finn Balor and get title shots.
No, I don't think that the Finn Balor thing was intentional. I know I made a joke about it earlier, but I don't think that was intentional. I mean, a lot of that Texas thing we talk about all the time here on the show.
Think about it. Two guys hurt Finn Balor, and both of them are in like prominent positions on Raw.
Maybe that is the way. Wait, can we bring Finn over for a match against Luke Harper?
Believe me, Luke's safe. Listen,
Raw is probably the money-making show. If you're going to be a wrestler on it, that's where you're going to probably get paid better.
Well, one thing I heard speculated, I think it might have been in The Observer or whatever, they mentioned that you have Jinder come over, he gets a title shot. You had, what tag team was it? New Day came over and they went over, or it was one tag team came over, I can't remember. But basically, all the guys that came from Raw won on SmackDown. And sort of, that sounds like a weird message that Raw is the superior brand. They keep saying it's not. Yeah. It's not the one that's favored. But you're seeing all the guys that come over winning and on SmackDown almost setting that precedent that Raw is better. And it really isn't, but, you know, that's just the way that the message that they're sending with a guy like Jinder.
Well, by the way, did anyone see the Jinder forearm that knocked out Finn Balor a week ago Monday?
Yes.
I've seen the replay. It's a lot of memes and a lot of other things where he hits him so hard that Finn Balor drops on his head.
He ragdolled.
Yeah. He went right down, and then it's like, and then Jinder tried to pick him up and realized he hurt him at that point, and then they had to call the finish to the match at that point. Yeah. But yeah, Finn, you know, so him and Samoa Joe, and think about it, Seth Rollins, all those guys hurt Finn Balor, you know, or actually Samoa Joe hurt Seth Rollins. It's all kind of like a train of people hurting each other, yeah. You know?
Well, they got to slow down. You know, even if you look at the move, that forearm in slow motion, clearly Jinder threw it harder than he wanted to, but he was doing it the right way if you're going to throw it as a worked forearm, but he still hit him too hard.
I think he was too close to the rope, so there wasn't a lot of room for reaction in that. If you look at it, it's like he couldn't fly back after it.
Yeah.
So pretty much he caught the full brunt right in the head.
And you saw even Finn's face had mat burn on it.
He hit
the mat, and he had burn on his face from hitting the mat so hard.
Yeah, so, you know, interesting. I had that in the news, and we didn't really get to it, but he got to wrestle a week later after sustaining a minor concussion.
Thank God.
Dash Wilder of The Revival reportedly broke his jaw at WWE NXT live event in Spartanburg a week ago Friday. So you're not going to see The Revival for a while.
That is horrible timing for them.
Dash and his partner Scott Dawson, they were against Itami and Nakamura. So why is Nakamura always involved in these matches where people get hurt,
too? I think Itami's the one that hit him and broke his jaw, though.
Yeah, he's supposed to be out to early July, it says now. So we're not going to see The Revival for a few weeks, which is pretty sad. Some other news we really haven't gotten to yet. Former WWE superstar Matt Inouye passed away this past Monday at the age of 47. Some sort of heart issue. He's the brother of Roman Reigns.
Yes.
You know, and he was Rosie with the Hurricane as well as part of 3 Minute Warning.
Both members of 3 Minute Warning are now dead, and they were dead under the age of 50.
That's insanely sad, you know.
Yeah,
and it's like
very sad.
So, he said he was hospitalized. He had problems with congestive heart failure going back to 2014. So that's really sad. We send out our best. It's just a shame because it's like a lot of that family has died, you know, way too early.
It's got to be, I don't know if there's a genetic disorder of some sort, but those guys, I mean, Matt Inouye, I think, was at 450 or something when he died. So he was a big dude, and he had congestive heart failure, which is always, it's basically a ticking time bomb. Eventually, your heart's going to give out and you're going to die.
Yeah.
It's sad. I mean, his wife wrote a very sweet tribute, and it was one of those things, don't read at work if they don't want to see, if you don't want them to see you crying. It's very sweet. She writes about their kids, and her kids are still really young. I think they're under the age of 10.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see a guy die leaving kids behind, and it wasn't even for selfish reasons. It's just genetically.
Yeah.
He was so big and that his heart gave out.
He was running a restaurant, too, that, you know, at the time. That's what his job was. So it's right. Like, you had to tell some great pictures of him and Roman Reigns. And obviously, Roman Reigns was their much younger brother. So, it's really sad. And so, why don't we go to break on that? Because we have one more to get out of the way. And, we'll recoup and then come out and do one more segment. And if you have a question or comment, 222-1280, star 1280. If not, then we're going to talk the whole time till the end of the show. You're listening, you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Reports of huge deals are coming in from across the state. Abby, do you have any huge news from Fusillo Kia of Greece?
Well, of course I do, Tom. Right now, you can lease a 2016 Kia Optima LX for only $179 a month.
Wow.
That's a brand new Optima LX for only $179 a month. It has Bluetooth, keyless entry, power windows, power locks, and a backup camera.
MSRP is $23,565. That is a new 2016 Optima LX, $179 a month. At Fusillo Kia of Greece, right here on West Ridge Road.
And FusilloKiaGreece.com, where it is huge. 36-month, 30,000-mile lease, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over limit, 8% tax, $9.99 due at signing. Tax, tag, DMV fees, first monthly payment of $179 and $595 acquisition fee included in payment structure. $4,500 Kia lease cash applied, $400 disposition fee, no early termination fee, no security deposit required. Offer with approved credit through Kia Motor Finance. Prior sales are excluded. See dealer for details. Pricing available from April 1st, 2017 through April 30th, 2017.
Heard in a car? Call William Attar. At William Attar, focus means 100% of our firm works on motor vehicle cases.
This is the Hands of Stone, Ronnie Garvin, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Be sure to listen.
Or the Hands of Stones will get you. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Ronnie Garvin, you remember him?
No. Yeah, he was the Jinder Mahal of the 80s.
he won the NWA title off of Ric Flair. Very short time. Someone had to win it from Ric Flair so Ric Flair could win it back at the pay-per-view that was supposed to go up against Survivor Series at the same time. And so they figured, and Ronnie Garvin said, okay, I'll do it after they offered to a lot of other people in NWA.
And payday.
And he's like, hey, I got to be a champ for a month, and then they're going to take it off of me at the pay-per-view.
And then he'll go to the WWF a year later.
And he was terrible there.
He was awful.
Anyway, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Jay-Z, Double B, Brian Burke, and we're going to give tickets away.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. And just, we don't got much time, but... remind me in about a minute to throw open the floodgates, okay?
Right. Did you see this last text? I think it's an interesting comment. Someone says they don't watch NXT because they think ECW is better. I think, to me, ECW was a decent show, but as it went on and on, it started to get out of control.
What does he mean, ECW, WWE, or ECW, ECW? Because, I mean, ECW, ECW, who cares? That was such a darn long time ago.
That was 20 years ago. I mean, get over it, ECW fans. It's not happening anymore.
It's real to me, damn it.
Okay. That's a kid I'd see want. I'd rather see him in the pay-per-view with Randy Orton than Jinder Mahal.
It's still real to me, the damn it, kid.
Yes. Okay. I'd rather see Arsenio Hall than Jinder Mahal.
Okay, some real quick news before we get out of here. Primo and Epico showed up in SmackDown. Apparently, they're not doing their gimmick Shining Stars anymore. They're just being Primo and Epico now, which is, I don't have a problem with that. News that Maria Kanellis is set to make a WWE return with her husband, Mike Bennett. He left TNA as soon as the TNA management changed a few months ago, and now it looks like they're probably going to be coming back to WWE SmackDown. Thea Trinidad, you might remember her as Rosita from Impact Wrestling, as making her first
first appearance. She's a trainer down in NXT, but she's going to make her first appearance in WWE NXT coming up May 10th. She, of course, she's been a Rosebud a few times in the past for Adam Rose. She's also engaged to A Double.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's so who knows? You know, Crazy Steve, who's from around here, was working TNA up until about this week, and unfortunately, he split with the company. But he was like from I think he's from like just across the border up in Canada.
Yeah,
he's wrestled around here a lot.
He's like a what is his name? The guy from Team Scott D'Amore. I think he's one of his guys.
He is. It looks like TNA is going to be announcing this week a bunch of live events going on this summer. They're going to be out and around. So they haven't gone out in a tour since 2014. So I think that's pretty cool, man. That's definitely cool that they're going to be, you know, they've got the backing now to go out and do live shows. One last thing, Moose, he has a belt in TNA, the Grand Championship, and he had two NFL players come to his aid this past week. You'll see it on the show this week. Gary Barnage, who's a tight end for Cleveland Browns, and D'Angelo Williams, who's a running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, both came to help him beat, he was body slammed, or he was being destroyed by Davey Richards, and they came out and helped him. So you can see some football players also in TNA, too, as well as WWE, when you get to see Gronk. Right now, caller 12 and 13, you're going to get a pair of tickets to the Flower City Comic-Con. That is May 20th, 21st. It's coming up in a little less than a month now. And if you callers 12 and 13, you'll have a pair of tickets waiting for you at the door. So give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Thank you, Jay-Z, for coming. You make me laugh, bro. That's, you know, you're always welcome. You know that.
And I know.
It's like, you said something today that I'm going to have to go back and listen to, because I started, it hurt. It hurt. And, of course, Double B, thank you for coming up, and we appreciate that. Next week, I won't be here, but everybody else will, so we'll see you then. You're body slamming someone you love. And don't forget callers 12 and 13, pair of tickets to the Flower City Comic-Con.